Hello again. How strange a life we lead. So, what have I done today? It's just gone midday, 10 past 12 on Thursday, April the 2nd, 2020. We were up early. Well, most of us in the house were up early, getting some food prep done. And then we all took a stroll down into the village, and they've got like a local skate park at the other end of the village. The children's play area is all taped off, of course, but the skate park itself sort of is open, and there's a sort of a round grass donut in the middle with a path that you can go round. And we went round that a few times with the kids on the bike. Anyway, you know, instead of me explaining it, this is us at the skate park. Out and about with the family at the moment. Come on then, mate, this way. Just going for our daily walk. Wait by the road there, mate. God, those brakes need sorting. Come on, this way. There you go. That's it. Stay nice and close.
The brakes, it's the wheel.
I think maybe it's a bit of both, mate. So out and about at the moment. Just been for our walk, and on the way past the local shop, I'll go in for any supplies that we need, try and keep them in business best we can as well. This situation really starts to make you think, doesn't it? Starts to question everything. And, you know, just think about everything that you do. Well, it has for us anyway. How long this goes on for is anybody's guess at the moment, isn't it? Anyway, that's that for now. So as you can hear, fun and laughter. You see, the kids, they don't get it, do they? It's just, as I keep saying, a very strange situation to be in. But luckily, I think the children are sort of breathing over them. Not so much the adults, you know. For me, I found it a little bit, quite a lot stressful in places. Thinking about things, and you overthink them, as I said in episode one. You really do overthink them. But I'm trying not to do that now, so that's good. And I mean, normal things that you would do in a normal world, like it's one of our neighbour's birthday today, and we would have definitely have got together, maybe a bite to eat, definitely a few drinks and a laugh. Miss that kind of thing, you know? And sort of gets to you a bit. Definitely. Still, it is what it is, as I keep saying. So what am I doing now? Currently preparing lunch. Well, it's been preparing all day. Chicken casserole has been in the oven, slowly cooking away, just doing some potatoes now. And then I think we'll dish it up about... Alexa, how long have my timer?
You have 11 minutes left on your 25-minute timer.
Let's probably dish it up in about 15 minutes then. Let's get sorted with the cutlery and plates. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a good day. So I'm just out in the garden currently with the children. And I've just been updated by the RSGB, but Radio Society of Great Britain. On their Twitter feed that they are going to start online invigilation, basically online exams for foundation level amateur radio, which may or may not be your thing, but it's good news for me because I was studying for my foundation exam for ham radio, and it's a perfect time to get it done with what's going on in the world. So that's fantastic. They've also dropped or rather waived any practical exam currently. You know, to ensure that they can get as many people into the hobby as possible legally. I think it's fantastic, and well done to the RSGB for the the forward thinking and vision to get that done. Brilliant. So I'm just about to log on to the RSGB website and find out how I go about booking an online test. Great news, that is. Currently, it's about 2:15 in the afternoon. The sky is getting a bit overcast, but the kids are still going up and down on the path on their bikes. They're enjoying it. It's not raining yet, so maybe a few more minutes outside. Hope you're doing well today. So I'm just going to give my friend Christian a call just to let him know about the RSGB thing. I'll be back with you shortly. In fact, I may as well do it right now, right on this here, this channel. Just a minute. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Christian. It's Lee. How are you doing?
It's
Lee. Lee Martin.
Oh, how you doing? Sorry, man. Yeah, you've got no caller ID, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a pain. I was wondering whether you were going to answer or not.
Well, you should always DM or send a message on. Well, you can call through wire, you know that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I keep forgetting to do that. I just wanted to update you. I don't know whether you've seen the latest tweet from the RSGB, but it's all good news, mate.
Oh, they've actually arranged something, have they?
Yeah, they've got the online invigilation up and running, and they're dropping all practical exams.
No way.
Absolutely. They said
now is the time to do it.
Oh, I've got to just jump straight in. I've got to find out how to do it, mate.
Have you told Adrian?
Yeah, he's just pinged back on Crows, literally. Where are we? Yeah, just saying, wow, really, Lee? You know, so that's all I can see at the minute. So I'm really excited. So I'm hoping, but the thing is that the thing that's going to get in the way is obviously the amount of people that will want to do it. But I'm sure...
Well, get in there now. Get your name down first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Adrian's tweeting you now. He's going bonkers. So I thought I'd give you a ring and see... Anyway, look, while we're on here, how's it going? How are you finding things?
It's good. We just it's fine. It's the lad's birthday today, so we're just sat around having cake.
Oh, bless you. Oh, wonderful, mate. Well, he won't forget this one in a hurry, will he?
No, totally. Yeah. No, they're having a good one. We're fine.
Oh, that's good, mate.
We've got a garden, so that's great. Oh, well, I'll hear you on the radio soon, then.
Well, let's hope so, mate. Let's hope so. Right, look, I'll leave you to it for now, and I will catch up with you soon.
Excellent. That's great news. Cheers, man.
See you later. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Just a little caveat in here. Huge apology to Christian at Documentally for interrupting his little boy's birthday party and interrupting his eating chocolate cake. Thanks for getting in touch anyway, and thanks for answering the call, Christian. Now, there we are. So... 3:35. Clouds are really coming over now. There's a few spots of rain, so I'm going to get the kids in out of the garden now. Just prepared them a nice fruit salad for their tea. And I'm just sat here having a look at the potential for a foundation exam for the ham licence. Oh. So, I haven't heard from anyone. You guys working from home, not working from home, what are you doing? It really would be interesting to find out. And you heard me speak to Christian today, and he's currently at home, eating cake. What have you been doing? How's things been with you? And I gotta go, there's another pause. Well, thank you very much for putting up with me for the last episode. There will be more where that came from. When, I don't know. As I said, no structure. I know, I must try harder. I'm sure as time goes on, I certainly will do that. So for now, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. And get in touch by all means. I am at HighKeyLee on Twitter. By all means, drop me a message on there. And let's catch up. But for now, stay safe. Keep you and your family safe and keep doing as you're told. Let's try and get through this together. Thanks so much.